WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Rolling Stones and Paul McCartney have new albums out and are currently on American tours. Rock critic Ken Tucker couldn't pass up the opportunity to review two releases by some of the most influential musicians in rock history.
One, two. Which road to take, it's a fine line, and your decision makes a difference. Get it wrong, you'll be making a big mistake. Come home, brother, all is forgiven. We all cried when you were driven away. Come home, brother, everything is better. Everything is better when you come home to stay.
That's a pretty terrific Paul McCartney song, especially by the measure of his very uneven 19 previous solo albums. This new one, called Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, is typically uneven, but it's a lot less winsome and pandering to Beatle nostalgists. It harks back to his very first 1970 solo album, in that he plays nearly every instrument on it, including flugelhorn. But it also looks forward in its choice of producer, Nigel Godrich, whose work with Radiohead and Beck has represented one kind of state-of-the-art production, downplaying catchy choruses for moody atmospherics. 30 years younger than 63-year-old Sir Paul, Godrich has encouraged McCartney's melancholy, even bitter side, as can be heard on the fascinatingly chilly Riding to Vanity Fair, as I hear it, a song about deciding at a certain point that some relationships just aren't worth the effort.
I bit my tongue. I never talk too much. I tried to be so strong. I did my best. I used the gentle touch. I've done it for so long. You put me down, but I can laugh it off and act like nothing's wrong. But why pretend? I think I've heard enough of your familiar song.
McCartney may have made an admirable move in hiring an ambitious young producer and taking 2 years to craft a more meticulous album than he's used to, but much of Chaos and Creation is aimless, airless stuff. There's a reason why, for all their hype, Radiohead and Beck never come close to the intimacy or soulfulness of even average Lennon-McCartney music. And clever guys like producer Nigel Godrich are one reason why such well-reviewed music rarely seems to last longer than their breakthrough albums. By contrast, the Rolling Stones do best by offering cranked-up versions of what they know best. Like McCartney, the Stones seem eager to prove that they're still relevant on their new album called A Bigger Bang. And yes, I can hear Mick Jagger snickering when he came up with that title too. But where McCartney demonstrates his timeliness via style and mood, the Stones do it with attitude and instrumental chops. Charlie Watts, who's reportedly recovered from throat cancer, demonstrates all over this disc why he's the most versatile and emphatic drummer rock and roll has ever heard. And Mick and Keith want you to know that they don't need reading glasses to read between the lines of today's headlines on the topical Sweet Neocon.
You call yourself a Christian. I think that you're a hypocrite. You say you are a patriot. I think that you're a crock. I drink it every day, but it's getting very pricey.
problem all aging rockers face, of course, isn't really relevance at all. Their fans are with them for the long haul and high ticket prices, as long as the band never drops Brown Sugar from its set list. But rather, convincing those of us on the fence about them that they can still find a few fresh ways to refurbish their sound. They locate one fine solution on this song, Rainfall Down, thanks to Keith Richards' funky chicken scratch guitar riff.
It was a filthy block of flats. Trash was on the floor. A snake was in my nose. Hinges off the doors. She took me in her room. I was spick and span. Fixed me up a drink. Turned down all the lamps. The rain.
I'm sure we'll still be parsing Radiohead or Beck or, for that matter, Kanye West records if those acts continue recording 40 years into their existence. Which proves that the present generation of lively geezers have, like their forebears in blues and jazz, ended up creating bodies of work and influence that merit close listening beyond their prime pop star moment. One song on the Stones album is called Oh No, Not You Again. The biggest compliment I can pay McCartney and the Stones is that that's not the reaction I had after hearing their new albums.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed A Bigger Bang from the Rolling Stones and Paul McCartney's Chaos and Creation in the Backyard.